This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists have been killed in an ongoing encounter in Chatrul Forest area of Kishtwar district. A huge cache of arms and ammunition has also been recovered from the spot. The gunfight broke out on Wednesday after security forces observed suspicious movement of terrorists in forests of Chatrul area of the district. After initial contact, the terrorists managed to escape. However, a fresh contact with the terrorists was established yesterday morning, resulting in heavy exchange of fire. The security agencies have expanded the scope of surveillance to the Bandarwa area of Doda district to keep a track on terrorists potentially moving between different locations in the hilly district of the Jammu region. The operation in the area is still underway. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today affirmed that both the Union Government and the Maharashtra Government are committed to developing Raigarh Fort, the historic seat of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, as a source of inspiration for the youth of the nation. The Home Minister made the remarks while paying homage to the homage and offering flowered tributes to the occasion of 345th death anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at Raigarh Fort in Maharashtra. Mr. Shah said Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj's enduring message was that the fight for Swaraj must never cease. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted the continued efforts by the Government of India for the Indian diaspora to ensure Indian growth story is appreciated and is taken forward through closer engagements. The Finance Minister stated this while addressing the Indian community in Vienna, Austria yesterday. She also appreciated the strong role of the Indian diaspora in Austria and emphasized on the significant role of Indian entrepreneurs in the growth story of their country. Hanuman Jayanti is being celebrated today in different parts of the country with religious fervor. The day commemorates the birth of Lord Hanuman. In the national capital, devotees are thronging to Hanuman temples since morning to offer prayers. Heavy rush of people is being seen at the Prachin Hanuman Temple at Connaught Place in New Delhi. Hanuman Chalisa, Sundar Kand and Akhand Ramayan are being recited at temples on the occasion. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended wishes to countrymen on Hanuman Jayanti. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that with the blessings of Sankat Muchant, Lord Hanuman, may all people remain healthy, happy and prosperous in life. Secretary in the Ministry of Minority Affairs, Dr. Chandra Shekhar Kumar, who is on a visit to Saudi Arabia to review preparations being made for Hajj 2025, has expressed a satisfaction over the hygienic, stress-free stay facilities being ensured for the smooth pilgrimage experience. In a social media post, the Ministry of Minority Affairs said that the Government of India is leaving no stone unturned for the comfortable Hajj 2025. Padma Shri D. Ramaiya, popularly known as the Tree Man of Telangana, passed away this morning in his native village Reddipally in Khammam district, Telangana. He suffered an attack and was rushed to the Khammam Government Hospital, where he died while receiving treatment for his heart attack. He had been unwell for some time. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over the sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, South Interior Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe today. The same rainfall has been predicted for Assam and Meghalaya during the next 3 days. In the United States, the White House has announced that all foreign nationals residing in the country over the 30 days must register with the federal government or face strict penalties including fines, imprisonment, and deportation. Under the new rule, foreign nationals including visa holders and legal permanent residents must carry proof of registration at all times. The regulation applies to individuals staying in the U.S. for more than 30 days and includes newly arrived foreign nationals who must register within a month of entry if they lack valid documentation. In the IPL T20 cricket, the first match of the day is currently underway at Ekana Stadium in Lucknow, where Lucknow Super Giants are taking on Gujarat Titans. In the second match of the day, Punjab Kings will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Rajiv Gandhi International Cricket Stadium in Hyderabad. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.